Hi everyone, and welcome to Japan Top 10. This is Dean, and today I have the great pleasure and honor to introduce our new host. This is Haru.
Hi, I'm Haru. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And today it's our Artist of the Month, and we're going to be introducing my pick, Yosu Inoue. Before we begin, we have a couple of announcements. It's Listener Appreciation Month. Is news of what's happening around the world getting you down? Restrictions in your community bringing negativity all around? Well, we're happy to let everyone know that there will be more songs on this episode and all other episodes released this month compared to our usual episodes, because you will be getting our highest Patreon-tiered episodes, known as our Premium Platinum tier. You'll be getting 3 times the amount of songs compared to our listeners who listen for free. If you enjoy all these benefits, including hearing no announcements on this episode, join our Patreon program at jtop10.jp/club. We would also love to hear song requests from you for episodes released this month, so see our website for details.
We also just like to quickly remind all our listeners that if you love what we do, we are always looking for great volunteers to join our podcast. Find out more information on how to apply on our website at jtop10.jp.
So Haru, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, sure. Hi, my name is Haru. I'm a new on-air host and audio editor for Japan Top 10. And I was born and raised in Japan, but now I live in Vancouver, Canada, and I'm studying broadcasting. Personally, I love 80s J-pop. And of course, I like Yosu Inoue too. So I'm so excited to talk about him on this episode.
Great! よろしくお願いします.
よろしくお願いします.
Okay, so let's begin. It seems that it took 3 things to create a legend in Japanese music back in the 1970s. 1. A rich vocal tone. 2. A catchy name. And 3. Trademark dark sunglasses. Yosu Inoue had it all. Now legendary Japanese musician, known for his signature voice and trademark dark sunglasses, Yosu Inoue was born Akimi Inoue in 1948. Though not everyone recognized a legend when they saw one. His father wanted his only son and heir to take over the family dental clinic, but Akimi had different ideas. Influenced by the Beatles, he wrote his first song in 1966.
Debuting in 1969 at the age of 21, under the name Andore Kandore, Kandore's career struggled to take off. It wasn't until a change of name in 1971 to Yosu Inoue, a take on his birth name, as well as signing to Polydor, that a true legend was born. Inoue released his first studio album, Danzetsu, in 1972, acclaimed for its melancholic strong sound and often being compared to Dylan. The album has since been regarded as one of the greatest Japanese folk albums of all time.
Receiving vast mainstream success throughout the 1970s, Inoue gained even more recognition as a folk rock singer-songwriter through his 1973 album, Kori no Sekai, which became the first long-playing record to sell over 1 million copies in Japan alone, staying on the Oricon charts for a full 2 years. Some say Inoue hit a bit of a commercial slump in 1980, releasing his 8th album, Every Night, but even this still reached number 28 on the charts, although previous album, Sneaker Dancer, had hit the number 2 slot. Of course, like all legends, Yosu Inoue had to have a triumphant return, coming in the form of his first major comeback in 1990 with the album Handsome Boy, which had him once again reaching number 2 on the charts.
Over his 50-year career, Inoue has released over 22 solo albums and produced 2 albums with Tamio Okuda. In 2008, he released Yosu Inoue Box, which broke into the top 10 despite being a 20-disc collection priced at around $400. After the 50th anniversary of his debut, touching upon nearly every musical style to hit Japan, and in most cases leading the way, Yosu Inoue is regarded as one of Japan's most influential and successful songwriters of all time.
And for our first song from Yosu Inoue, we have Pi-po-pa from 1990.
Hitori
is from Handsome Boy in 1990, Yosu Inoue's 14th studio album. The album features songs that were made popular through TV adverts and some that were previously recorded by other artists, including Gallery, which was recorded by pop idol and actress Yoko Oginome in June 1990. The album remained in the top 100 in Japan for over 10 months. Pipopa was composed by Inoue with arrangement by Haruomi Hosono, who is a member of Yellow Magic Orchestra.
And Happy End. Mm-hmm. So another very influential musician on the Japanese music scene.
Yeah. The next song is Gogatsu no Wakare from 1993.
Kaze no kotoba ni sato sare nagara wakare yuku futari ga gogatsu aruku kigi no wakaba wa tsuyo がりだから、風の行く流れに逆らうばかり、鐘が鳴り花束が目の前で咲き誇り、残された青空が夢を一つだけあなたに叶えてくれる。行きたいなんて微笑みを浮かべて、5月の別れ、月と鏡は似合いだから、それぞれに憧れ、夜空を眺め、星の降る暗がりでレタスの目が芽生えて、訳もなく流れ去り、愛された思い出に夢を一つだけあなたに残してくれ。
Released on March 19, 1993, 5月の別れ, or in English, Farewell in May, is from the album Under the Sun, the 16th studio album by Yōsu Inoue. 5月の別れ, with B-side Bebop Juggler and the single Make Up Shadow, were released prior to the album, with the latter becoming a massive hit. Make Up Shadow was featured as the theme song for Subarashiki Kana Jinsei, a television drama aired on Fuji Television. Composed by Jun Sato under the pseudonym Utsuru Ayame, Inoue wrote the lyrics. And for our next song, we have Yōsu Inoue performing with Tamio Okuda with the song Arigato from 1997.
Arigato.
レゼントくれてどうもありがとう。楽しんでくれてどうもありがとう。
手を振ってくれていつもありがとう。気遣ってくれて本当にありがとう。繋がってくれて毎度ありがとう。
Was released on 30th of February 1997. Tamio Okuda is a singer, songwriter, and producer who debuted in 1986 as a member of the band Unicorn. After Unicorn broke up, Okuda moved on to a solo career in 1994 with the single Ai no Tameni. He has also written many songs for various artists, particularly Puffy AmiYumi. Inoue went on to release the album Double Drive with Tamio Okuda in 2007.
You mentioned Puffy AmiYumi.
Mm-hmm.
Their first hit was written by Okuda Tamio, but Yosu Inoue actually wrote the lyrics for that song.
The interesting thing is the lyrics, and I realized that it says Shiro no Panda. In English, that means white pandas.
Yeah.
What is white panda?
Yeah, what is a white panda?
It sounds like polar bear. That's interesting.
Those kind of lyrics are very much Yosui's style. I remember when I was living in Japan, I was telling someone that I was into Yosui Inoue's music. And they said to me, oh, Yosui, with his lyrics, has two different kind of worlds. One is the world of reality. One is Yosui's own world. And so I guess in Yosui's world, there are actually white pandas that are not polar bears.
The next song is Natsu no Owari no Harmony with Anzen Chitai from 1986.
ささやきと と昨日の争う声が二人だけの恋のハーモニー夢も憧れもどこか違ってるけどそれが僕と君のハーモニー夜空
Natsu no Owari no Harmony features Anzenshitai, or in English, Safety Zone, a rock band formed in 1973. In 1981, Anzenshitai began work as the backup band for Yosui Inoue, but this soon changed. In 1984, after the release of Wine Red no Kokoro, literally Wine Red Heart, co-written by the group's frontman Koji Tamaki and Inoue, reached number one. The song has been covered by multiple artists, including Mariko Takahashi, Mukku, and Megumi Ogata. Anzenshitai became one of Japan's most successful rock bands in the 1980s. Natsu no Owari no Harmony was Anzenshitai's 12th single. And for our next song, we have Aozora Hitorikiri from 1975.
Where?
In English, Blue Sky Alone is from 招待状 no Naisho, the fifth studio album by Yosui Inoue, released March 1976. 招待状 no Naisho was the first long play record he released under Ho Life Record, a record label that started in 1975, which Inoue co-founded. And the next song is 最後の news from 1989.
に沈む月の裏の顔を暴き青い砂や石をどこへ運び去ったの忘れられる人が銃で撃たれ倒れみんな泣いた後で誰を忘れ去ったの飛行船が赤く空に燃え上がってのどかだった空はあれが最後だったの地上に人が溢れ出して海の先の先へこぼれ落ちてしまうの今あなたに Good night ただあなたに Goodbye。 暑い国の象や広い海のクジラ、滅びゆくかどうか誰が調べるの。原子力と水と石油たちのために私たちは何をしてあげられるの。薬漬けにされて治るあてをなくし、痩せた体合わせどんな恋をしているの。地球上の酸素、窒素、フロンガスは森の花の園にどんな風を送ってるの。あなたに Good night、 ただあなたに Goodbye。 銃の弾を体中に巻いて、獣たちの中で誰に手紙を書いてるの。眠りかけた男たちの夢の外で、目覚めかけた女たちは何を夢見るの。親の愛を知らぬ子供たちの歌を、声のしない歌を誰が聞いてくれるの。世界中の国の人と愛と金が入り乱れて、いつか混ざり合えるの。今あなたに Good night、 ただあなたに Good night。
最後のニュース is from the album Handsome Boy. The song was also included on Inoue's albums Golden Best and Blue Selection from 2002, which was one of his least successful albums, merely reaching the top 20s in the charts. The song was written as the first ending theme of the news program Chikushi Tetsuya Newsu 2-3 from TBS Television, which started broadcasting in October 1989.Saigo no Newsu has been covered by Tamio Okuda in 2004 as a coupling song for the 16th single Sound of Music, and Kureba on the 2019 album Yosui Inoue Tribute, released to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Inoue's debut. And next up, we have Tabi Kara Tabi from 1974.
夜か
旅から旅 is featured on side 2 of album 二色のコマ The fourth studio album by Inoue released in October 1974. The song was arranged in Los Angeles by Katsu Hoshi, who is a composer for 1991 Studio Ghibli film 思い出ポロポロ In English, only yesterday, 二色のコマ reached the top on the Japanese Oricon weekly LP charts and remained there for 10 consecutive weeks. And next, we have 夢の中へ from 1974.
探し物は何ですか?見つけにくいものですか。カバンの中も机の中も探したけれど見つからないのに、まだまだ探す気ですか。それより僕と踊りませんか。夢の中へ夢の中へ行ってみたいと思いませんか。許されず笑うことは止められて、這いつくばって這いつくばって、一体何を探しているのか。探すのをやめた時、見つかることもよくある話で、踊りましょう夢の中へ、行ってみたいと思いませんか。まだまだ探す気ですか。夢の中へ夢の中へ行ってみたいと思いませんか。
Or in English, Into a Dream, was released on the 1st of April 1974. It was featured on the album Nishoku no Koma, the fourth studio album by Yosui Inoue, released in October 1974. All tracks which appeared on the album were recorded at a studio in Los Angeles at the suggestion of record producer Hidenori Taga. And next up, we have Canaria, or in English, Canary, from 1982.
愛を受けるために飼われて、泣き声と羽の色でそれに応える。カナリアカナリアカナリアカナリアカナリアカナリア、盗賊は夜を祝い君に歌わせ、プリンセスからの長い恋文を待つ。カナリアカナリアカナリアカナリアカナリア、一番夢を見てた人のことを教えて、一番恋をしてた人のことを教えて、一番大好きな人の名前打ち明けて、 少年は春を呼びに君を連れ出し、老人は物思いへ君をいざなう。カナリア、カナリア、カナリア、カナリア、カナリア、カナリア。鳥かごは今も部屋の隅に飾られ、入り口の鍵の場所は誰も知らない。カナリア、カナリア、カナリア、カナリア。一番夢を見てた人のことを教えて、一番恋をしてた人のことを教えて、一番大好きな人の名前打ち明けて。カナリア、カナリア、カナリア、カナリア、カナリア、カナリア。
Canaria is from the album Lion and Pelican in December 1982, 10th studio album produced and composed by Yosui Inoue. The album also includes Inoue's own renditions of Senaka Made 45 Fun and Chinese Food, both of which he wrote for Kenji Sawada, known for being the vocalist for rock band The Tigers in 1982 album Miscast. The song was included on 2002's Blue Selection, which was remastered in 2018. The album was made up of renewed renditions of previous released songs, featuring jazz-influenced arrangements recorded by his touring band at the time. Canaria is regarded as one of Inoue's most notable songs.
There's actually an English version of this song recorded by Jane Birkin, who was a popular English singer of the 1960s. I think she released it in the early 1990s or the mid-1990s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she sings this song in English. And then in the middle of the song, Yosui Inoue appears reciting the Japanese lyrics.
Oh.
And then she goes back into singing it. So yeah, it is a notable song.
Next, we have Riverside Hotel from 1982.
洒了的テレビのプラグは抜いてあり、二人きりでも気持ちは通い合う。弁当の中で魚になった後、川に浮かんだプールで人泳ぎ、どうせ二人は途中で読めるから、夜の長さを
Riverside Hotel is from the album Lion and Pelican, the 10th studio album recorded and produced by Yosui Inoue. Released in December 1982, Riverside Hotel was originally released as a single in July 1982. Years later, the song was featured as theme for the drama New York Koi Monogatari, or in English, New York Love Story, which aired on Fuji Television in 1988, making the song a huge hit. Now, we were talking about New York Koi Monogatari earlier, so in the 1980s, there were dramas that were known as trendy dramas.
Trendy drama. Yeah, actually, I don't know about this New York Koi Monogatari, but I can imagine it must be a trendy and bubbly drama.
I remember it. The men were very handsome, the women were very beautiful, and they were always dressed impeccably, and their hair was always in place. And they were falling in love, falling out of love, with New York as the background for everything that was going on.
So all the cast went to New York and filmed this TV drama, right?
Yes, which made it even more trendy.
Oh, wow.
Yes, a lot of money went into making this drama. It was hugely popular.
Oh.
Well, enough about trendy dramas. We're going to move on to our next song, which is Kōri no Sekai from 1973.
誰か傷つけたいな、だけどできない理由はやっぱりただ自分が怖いだけなんだな。その優しさを密かに胸に抱いてる人はいつかノーベル賞でももらうつもりで頑張ってるんじゃないのか。震えているのは寒さのせいだな、怖いんじゃないの。毎日ふぶきふぶき氷の世界、
世界 was the title track to album 氷の世界, which was released December 1973. It was the third studio album by Yosui Inoue. Part of the album recording took place at the Trident and Advision Studios in London, United Kingdom, with musicians including two former members of the band Quatermass, John Gustafson and Pete Robinson.氷の世界 was co-arranged by Nicky Harrison. Harrison was also the strings arranger for the Rolling Stones' Goat's Head Soup album, which topped the chart in the US and UK in autumn 1973. And the last song of this episode is 少年時代 from 1990.
誰の憧れにさまよう青空に残された私の心は夏のよう夢が覚め夜の中長い夢はつまり思い出の後先夏祭り酔いかがり胸の高鳴りに合わせて8月は夢花火私の心は夏模様 つまり思い出の後先。夏が過ぎ風はざみ、誰の憧れにさまよう。8月は夢花火、私の心は夏模様。
Shōnen Jidai, or in English, Boyhood, is from Yōsui Inoue's 14th studio album, Handsome Boy, which was released in 1990. The song was co-written by Natsumi Hirai and is one of Inoue's most well-known songs and biggest hit single. It initially featured as the theme song for the award-winning film adaptation of Fujiko Fujio's manga, Shōnen Jidai, in English, Childhood Days, in 1978 to 1979, and was based on Hyōzo Kashiwabara's novel, Nagai Michi, the story of childhood life during wartime Japan. The song was also used in the TV advert for Sony Handicap, which aired a year after the single's release. So what did you think of Shōnen Jidai?
So I know that this song was written by Yōsui Inoue, and actually he created new Japanese words.
Really?
Yeah. For example, Kaze Azami and Yoi Kagari.
Right, so what do they mean?
Actually, we don't know. But we could imagine something like Kaze Azami and Yoi Kagari during this song.
Right, so do you get a feeling of what it means, but it doesn't actually have a clearly defined meaning?
It's difficult to explain, but Kaze Azami means something like, you know, during the summer and we feel winds.
Right.
It feels like Kaze Azami.
Yeah.
And Yoi Kagari, how to say, before the night, and the sky looks like it's a mix up like red and black.
Is it like twilight? So these are new words that he's introduced to the Japanese language through this song.
Yeah.
Wow. So his influence is not just on music, also on the Japanese language itself. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we just played our last song. What did you think of Yōsui Inoue?
So when I listen to his songs, it reminds me of our childhood, or actually we could see something like a scenery or some images of the song from his lyrics, which is really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he captures that very well, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I know some of my Japanese friends who are around my age, I won't tell you how old I am, but I'm a little bit older than you. They actually said that they learnt some of Yōsui Inoue's songs in school.
Yeah.
I think Shōnen Jidai is one of the popular songs that is sung in schools.
Yeah, I remember when I was in elementary school, I played Shōnen Jidai with a recorder, which is a musical instrument.
Oh, wow. There's another song that we didn't feature today called Carnation, which many of my Japanese friends said that they also learned in elementary school.
Ooh.
When I was living in Japan in the 1990s, I was a street musician and I was playing in bars. Ooh. And I met a lot of musicians who are kind of one generation older than me, who had grown up in the late 60s and the early 70s, and they all would talk about Yōsui, Yōsui, Yōsui. It was like Yōsui was kind of a rock god to them. They could all play little riffs from his songs, and they all knew his music. So I think he was someone a little bit like Bob Dylan in America going back in the 60s, who inspired young people to pick up the guitar and to start playing and maybe to write their own songs. His influence, I think, is immense. But in addition to his influence on music, I think his cultural influence is very important. At the time Yōsui debuted, there was a lot of upheaval amongst the young people in Japan. Very much like what was going on in the United States and other parts of the world at that time. Young people wanted to make their voices heard and they wanted to live their lives the way they wanted to. And this was very much so in Japan. And I think Yōsui Inoue's story of him being born as the only son of a dentist at a time when it was expected for the eldest son to go into the family business and take over from the father, and Yōsui refusing to do that and deciding to become a musician, I think his persona as that person who rebelled against his family very much became a symbol for the struggle that the young people in Japan were going through at that time. So as well as his musical influence, I think his cultural influence is huge.
Oh, that's interesting. But for me, or for young generation Japanese people, we definitely know about Yōsui Inoue.
Yeah.
But actually, we see a comedian, his name is Kannazuki, and he imitates Yosu Inoue, like his song, and also Kannazuki usually says, O genki desu ka?
O genki desu ka?
Yeah, that one. So, like, we usually see Kannazuki, and he imitates Yosu Inoue, and then we know about, oh, Yosu Inoue has, like, great songs.
So that's really interesting, too, isn't it? That Yosu Inoue's music is known, or he is known, to the younger generation through a comedian. Only in Japan, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
We hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Artist of the Month for April. It is our Listener Appreciation Month, so you get to hear all the songs that our Patreon listeners would usually have access to. And the Listener Appreciation Month will continue in about a week from now with Kirby and Anna featuring a brand new Top 10 Countdown for the month of April. So we're looking forward to that. Do tune in to the next episode. Thank you everyone for listening, and thank you, Haru.
I really enjoyed to talk about Yosu Inoue with you, Dean. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure, and I look forward to hearing more and more of you on Japan Top 10 in the future.
ありがとうございました。ありがとうございます。
We'll see you next time on Japan Top 10.
Bye.
Bye.
さよなら。
さよなら。
Japan Top 10.